Welcome to Podcasts, recorded live at the Center for Spiritual Living in Portland, Oregon. We have many programs, classes, and workshops developed just for our online audience. To find out more, go to our website at cslportland.org and look under the Online tab. Our mission is to open hearts, ignite minds, and make a difference. If you'd like to support our center and its video podcast, you can donate online at cslportland.org/donate. Allow us to become part of your extended spiritual community. Wherever you are on your spiritual journey, you are most welcome at the Center for Spiritual Living.
How about another round of applause? That was amazing. Thank you so much. That was my talk, that song. So let me see if I can add to it. But good morning, happy Easter. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to our virtual community. So glad that you're here today. It's great to be back with you and to see you. You look lovely. You look beautiful. And so much newness happening, right? Wow. So the marketing team asks for my talk 2 months in advance. So my talk title is Embracing Our Sacred Newness. And here we are. You are voting for your new minister. You're going to be voting for a new board. You're going to have your annual meeting next month. It's like it's our sacred newness. Yes. And so that's divine intervention. That's divine wisdom. That's the divine flow. So what a joy it is to be here with you. So I have a story, it's kind of related, but not to Easter. But anyway, a golden retriever, a Doberman pincer, and a cat crossed the Rainbow Bridge and found themselves at the pearly gates. And St. Peter was sitting in his throne and greeting each person. And he said to the golden retriever, "What do you believe?" And the golden retriever said, "I believe in friendship, in love, and connection." And he said, "Welcome, you may enter." And then he said to the Doberman, "And what do you believe?" And the Doberman said, "Oh, I believe in protection, in family, in security." He says, "Very good. Welcome. You may enter." And then he said to the cat, "And what do you believe?" And the cat said, "I believe you're sitting in my chair." Anyone have a cat here that you know? You don't have any chairs, right? So there's two teachings around Easter. Easter, there's the Easter story that we know about Jesus, Master Teacher Jesus, and his death on the cross, and the resurrection on the third day. And the 3 days, rising on the third day, is a metaphor used in many stories to signify the significance of a person's message and power. And then there is the Easter moment. And I heard this from Reverend David Alexander. The Easter moment is that moment in consciousness when we realize the power of the eternal, that I am still one with the power of the eternal. Even in the midst of a challenge, in the midst of struggle, in the midst of pain, I know my connection with the power of the eternal. And transformation is available to any and all because that moment can occur for anyone at any time, right? We can have that awareness at any time. And so the metaphysical meaning for each of us is our Easter moment is when we realize that oneness for ourselves. Spiritual writer and teacher Andrew Harvey said, "The real Jesus does not belong to any religion. The real Jesus is a mystical guide and teacher showing us how to make that connection in our lives. And so even when we are in the midst of some challenge, some upset, when we have that moment of remembering that groundedness, where we bring it back to source, to our knowing that we are that individualized expression of the One, that's our Easter moment. That's claiming our newness. And so when I was writing this, I recalled a time for me. It was many years ago. I was living in San Diego, and I had just ended a 12-year relationship. And I had moved into a house, and I was dealing with grief, with sadness, even though it was my choice. It had been a struggle. If any of you ended a relationship, you know the struggle happens for a long time before it finally comes to an end. So I was dealing with all of that. I spent many sleepless nights. But the comfort that I found in this new home was in the backyard. The edge of the backyard faced a canyon. It was a beautiful canyon. To anyone else, it was just like a canyon. There's lots of canyons in San Diego. But to me, there was something significant about it. And so early in the morning, I would take my little beach chair and a blanket, and I'd go and I'd sit on the edge of the canyon, wrap the blanket around me. And I could feel the connection. And I would take a breath with me. Do you ever notice when you're under stress, we stop breathing? We stop breathing. I could breathe there. I could breathe, I could feel, and I could connect. And so I just was so in tune with that canyon. And it allowed me to feel the insights that I needed for my own healing. And the first one was the oneness, that I felt a oneness with nature. And that's where I go to. That's my God moment. That's my connection, is in nature. And so I felt that oneness in nature. And I felt that I was loved no matter what. And the second, I was in deep, deep gratitude, recognizing how blessed I was, how guided I was. I was guided to this new home. I was guided to when the right time to end this relationship was. I was guided to every activity in my life, I was guided. And so I was so grateful for that. Grateful for my friends, for my family. And the third one was that I knew that I had to let go. I was not in control of my life. I had to let go and just allow myself to be. And all of the things of what will happen next and what will I do, just let it go and be. That was my Easter moment. That's when I felt the oneness. I felt the gratitude. I was willing to release. I was willing to set free. I was willing to know that there's something greater in my life taking place, that I'm not the one doing it, but something greater. Recall a time when you had an Easter moment. Think of a time when you had that moment where no matter what was happening, that you were able to make that connection. Remember that and hang on to that, and then use that when you need it. That's how we stay connected. We remember those sacred moments. We remember those connections, and that's how we keep our connection, knowing that we are an individualized expression of the One life, knowing that this life is here for each one of us. We get to practice every day. Embracing our sacred newness, we get to practice every day, don't we? And we're facing a world that challenges us, a world where we feel challenged with conversations, with the news, with people. We're in an election year. Do I need to say anything else? So we're challenged a lot. But we, instead of being swayed or caught off guard by the outside world. It's to bring that in and remember that moment. We can claim our newness when we put our attention on what it is we want and not what we don't want. When we turn it around, instead of saying what we don't want, to say, claim what it is that we do. This is one of the most important things we can do, because then we're sending the energy. Wherever the energy, wherever your attention goes, what's the rest of it?
Energy flows.
Energy flows, yes. Our attention, so we're putting attention on that. Put it on what you do want. Put it on what enlivens you, what breathes you, what serves you, what lifts you. Put it on the people that you love, the things that you love, the activities that you love. So I find myself I correct myself all the time. Do you ever correct yourself? I correct myself all the time. So I'll hear myself about to tell a story about something that is not pleasant, or something in the news, or something that happened to somebody else. And I'll catch myself and say, no, don't go there. That's not it. Don't go there. Don't tell that story. Let's focus on what we do want and not what we don't want. And so I catch myself and I change the story, because we have the opportunity to change the story every day. And I'm not encouraging spiritual bypass. Spiritual bypass is when we ignore what's going on with us. If you are hurting, please find a trusted friend and share. If you are hurting, call us, call the center. We have a beautiful team of practitioners that are here for you that you can talk to anytime. You don't have to wait till Sunday. Did you know you don't have to wait till Sunday? You can talk to them anytime. You can email the center and somebody will respond. But talk to somebody. Reach out for when you need that support. There's somebody here to support you. What are you listening to? Is it 2020? Do you know that TV show 2020 where Sally Jean had an affair with Billy Bob and then her husband, Jimmy John, found out? You know, it's like, yeah, that there, find what uplifts you. Find what you want to focus on. Did you know on the Portland CSL website, there are hundreds of podcasts? You can go back for years and listen to a podcast. You can watch videos. There's tools there. There's all kinds of things that you can reach. See, God said yes to that. There was, when the phone rings, it's really a message from God saying yes. Saying pay attention, yes. So I love good news stories, and I always try to bring a good news story, so I have one for you. So there's a man named Bill that lives in a small town in Arkansas. And Bill works at the Walmart. He's the night janitor. And he walks 5 miles every day to work. He has no car, and he walks 5 miles. And no matter what the weather is, Bill is walking to work. And one day, Christy, a neighbor, noticed him. And she decided to give him a ride. She stopped and she said, can I give you a ride? And she talked to him. She found out who he was and listened to his story. And so every time she could, she saw him and she gave him a ride. She said, one day I picked him up and it was 9 degrees and he was walking. And so it bothered her that she couldn't be there every day. And so she thought, what could I do? So she had the idea to start a Facebook page. So she said, I'm gonna start a Facebook page. She called it Mr. Bill's Village. And she invited her neighbors to join. And 1,500 people joined her page. And then it became a competition to see who could pick up Bill. it was meant to let people know where Bill was. Bill's on Main Street right now, or Bill's on Washington Avenue. And then it was a competition to see who could pick up Bill. And he said, every day somebody new picks him up. Well, the local car dealer, the owner of the car dealer, local car dealer, heard about this. And he invited the media and Bill and Christy to come. And he gave Bill a brand new car. And Bill said, I can't drive. I'm legally blind. The reason he was walking is because he was legally blind. And he said, I'm so sorry. And he turned and he gave the keys to Christy. So out of her the goodness of her heart, out of her concern for Bill, out of her generosity, she stepped into newness and she was gifted. And that heart just warmed my story. That's what's going on in the world. That find those stories, find those stories of people serving each other, supporting each other, nurturing each other. Reverend Bridget spoke so eloquently last week about the opportunity we have each day to being someone's answered prayer. Remember? We get to be someone's answered prayer. Whose prayer do you want to answer? When you step into newness, you pay attention to that. You step in and you're someone else's answered prayer. Because when we live by intention, and so intention means not just waking up and saying, oh, well, it's another day. You know, what am I going to do? So what? But having the intention, what do I want to bring to the world today? What do I want to experience today? When we live by intention, you hear your intuition, right? Because you're paying attention. So you hear your intuition. And when you listen to your intuition, you're guided to take divine action. You're guided to be at the right place at the right time. And you're guided to meet the people you need to meet. You're receiving the good that you want to receive. So when we live by intention, we're paying attention, we're listening to our guidance, we're taking that action, and we're taking divine action and giving gratitude for what we've received. But we have to be the ones to change the story each day, to step out in a new story, in a new way. What am I claiming this day? Joe Dispenza says, to claim our reality, we need to think, feel, and act in a new way. So not only are we living a life of intention, but we're changing the neural pathways in our brains. So that both things are happening for us. So pay attention to thoughts and energy. I love this quote from Paul Selleck. I am love through the ones I see before me. Can you say that with me? I am love through the ones I see before me. Once more. I am love through the ones I see before me. So I am the presence of love, and every person I see them as love. I see that my vibration of love connects with their vibration of love, and that we are one. I am love through the ones I see before me. Paul Selleck says, as you state this intention, you become an ambassador of love. I love that. And the frequency of love is transmitted from your frequency to those you meet in front of you. So I am an ambassador of love. And as I see that, I see love in the ones I see before me, I send that love out to others. And that love is returned. So it's a divine flow. It's that divine circulation. This is unconditional love in its truest sense, that it is a gift from God, and you are the emissary of this gift as you do this work. It's really a blessing. And so A year ago, we started the process of the new minister process. I came to work with you as your interim minister, and a group got together, we created a sacred covenant, we prayed the sacred covenant. We identified a purpose, a vision, an intention, and that we prayed that regularly. And so we identified these are the qualities that we want. This is what we want to receive, not for ourselves, for our new minister. This is how we see our center going forward. And so all kinds of things happened over the year. There were ups and downs, wondering, is this ever going to happen? I know people asking, is this ever going to happen? But it was in divine time, right? It was in divine time. And now we're in a place of something new is being revealed. Something new as the new minister comes in. As you finish voting today, you will know your new minister. And that the prayer that you prayed, the intentions that you held, come into fruition. So you have that opportunity every day to set those intentions for yourself. What is it that you claim this day? What do I claim? I claim wholeness for myself. I claim oneness for my family. I claim divine love for my spiritual community. I claim abundance at my workplace. Whatever it is, you claim that for yourself each day. And as you do that, you are sending out that vibration and being open to receive. Claim what is in your heart. What do you want? So often I ask that of people in class, and what do they say? When I say, what do you want? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. What do you want? I can't emphasize enough how important it is to know something that you want, but to have it right there. You want more love in your life, to want to have more abundance. You want better relationships with your family. You want new opportunities. Whatever it is, know that, claim it. Have it right there that you can speak it. Because when you say what you want, remember what we said, when you send that intention out, it can come back. Send out what you want, not what you don't want. It's so easy to say, oh, I really don't like that. I don't like this happening. I don't like that happening. No, what do you want instead? What is it that you claim? And so we had that opportunity this year, and now you are coming to that place. And again, this community is so blessed with this board. Your board, yes. And I especially acknowledge Nadine and the work that she's done as our board president. This board has been so diligent and so committed, and they followed the path that was laid out, and they stuck with it, and they didn't question, and they just stayed with it. What do I need? What are we doing next? How is this flowing? They just stayed with it. And so now they're bringing it to a place of, you will know very soon who your next minister is. And it's very exciting. And you will welcome them. I invite you to welcome them with open hearts and minds. Whoever this person is, I'm not going to name names till the vote's in. You will welcome this person and give them, I just invite you to give them some breathing space. It takes time to get adjusted, right? It takes time to acclimate. It takes time. Give them breathing space. Send them that love. Send them that love that you have to know that they are being served. As they're here to serve you, you serve them. I feel that from you, and I know you will give that. There's a give and take here. That when you stand up here as the minister, you receive what you're feeling, what you're projecting. And it's, so it's wonderful to just send love to this person, knowing that they are here and you are in partnership together. They're not here to fix you. They're not here to manage you, but together you are here to create a community of a world that works for everyone. Yes, yes. So the newness, the sacred newness, is sacred when we hold our intention high, when we live in that high vibration, when we live in that place of gratitude. That's our sacred newness. That's our oneness, having that connection with oneness. So let's affirm this together. I am willing to receive all that Spirit has in store for me. I am willing to receive all that Spirit has in store for me. I am choosing to align in love. I am choosing to align in love. I'm choosing to live as love. I am choosing to live as love. I am choosing to express as love. To express as love. I am love through the ones I see before me. I am love through the ones I see before me. Thank you. Ernest Holmes says, as we gradually wake up to what already exists in the mind of God. And because we wake up to it, it appears to us. And so we wake up, we jump up, we receive, we claim our good, and we're willing to receive it. And so let's receive it in prayer. And so just giving deep gratitude for being in this beautiful center, that we come together as a sacred community. We come together in love and light. So what I know and recognize is that there is only one infinite power, one divine source, one extraordinary presence of love, and that this love moves in and through and as me this day. And I know that this love moves through all of humanity. There is no place where God is not. And so what I know that this day is that we are renewed this day. We are in that renewal of the Easter moment, knowing our oneness with the divine, knowing that whatever we need, it is provided, knowing that we are blessed each day, blessed beyond measure. And so as I speak this word for this center, knowing that our hearts and minds are open and ready to welcome the new minister in. I know that all the work that we've done all this time is to prepare the way, and the way is made clear. And I know for each one of us, as we leave here today, we leave here with an open heart, an open mind, an intention, and a greater vibration, living in a greater frequency and vibration of love. Truly, we are blessed. I give thanks. And we send this love out. We send this love out around the world. We send it to any place of conflict, any place of war, any place of discord, any place of hurt, any place of depression. We send this love out knowing that it is serving. It is beaming out like points of light, hitting exactly where it needs to go, exactly who needs to be served. That this love, this light, this prayer is being sent out around the planet this day. So I give grateful thanks. I'm so grateful for this blessing, for this time, for this sacred community. I give thanks and release this word in deep gratitude. And together we affirm. And so it is. And so it is. Blessings. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. If you happen to be in the Portland, Oregon area, we'd love to have you visit in person. The Portland Center for Spiritual Living is located at 6211 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Our inspirational service is at 11 a.m. every Sunday. We also have many programs, classes, and workshops developed just for our online audience. To find out more, go to our website at cslportland.org. and look under the online tab. We have a variety of content dedicated specifically for our podcast listeners. Our mission is to open hearts, ignite minds, and make a difference. If you'd like to support our center and its podcasts, you can donate online at cslportland.org/donate. Our website is also the place to learn more about what's going on at the center or to contact us. Allow us to become part of your extended spiritual community. Wherever you are in your spiritual journey, you are most welcome at the Center for Spiritual Living.